Yes, sir, Mr. Miller.
Miss Kim, you get the president or somebody on the staff there, or somebody call me when he gets out of conference if you can. And all in New Texas now. This is not you to go kicking around, as you know.
Yes, sir.
CR, that's in Arlington. Well, it'd be in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
CR 53928. I'd rather talk to the president.
Mm-hmm. Could you give me a little idea about the subject matter?
I beg your pardon?
Could you give me a little idea about the subject matter?
Well, I still didn't understand.
The operator, when she put you on the line, told me that the president has asked you to do something. I wondered if maybe you could give me a little idea of what that was.
Well, no, ma'am. I'd rather not reveal that. I'd rather talk to him if I have to fly up there, if I have to walk up there or something. Well, then that'll be between me and I.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
I'll try to do it for you.
All righty, and I know he's very busy and all that, but anyway, now I've given you a number here, so you keep it to yourself if he...
Well, sir, you see, we all have to work together so that we can just help everybody.
That's right, you bet.
And I sure do wish that... The only reason I'm asking this is because the operator mentioned that you said that the president had asked you to do something, and I just wonder what that would be so that when maybe you did talk with the president or one of his special assistants that they would be more familiar with the subject and maybe be...
Well, if I can get that to him, then he'll be familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you what'll clarify his mind and what'll clear up the whole thing.
All right.
Write this down.
All right, sir.
You ask the president to get one of his executives to call Tom Pickens, who is an agent with the FBI. You got that?
Yes, sir.
In El Paso, Texas.
In El Paso?
Yes, ma'am. And,
all right.
Then Tom and I will talk it over, and as you know, that the agents don't tell stories or anything like that.
No, sir, they're our trusted friends.
You bet. So you get the president to talk to Tom Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom will verify what I'm trying to get done. I know so much till it just overloaded me. The president can stand it, but I can't.
Oh, I don't know if he can either.
Well, maybe.
Oh, my. Well,
and your name is what?
Matt Cammon, M-C-C-A-M-M-O-N.
M-C?
Mm-hmm. Capital M-C, capital C-A-M-M-O-N.
M-C what?
Capital C-A.
C-A.
M-M-O-N. Uh-huh.
Mrs. or Miss?
Miss. Miss Vicki Matt Cammon.
All righty, and thank you, ma'am. Mrs. McCammon?
Miss McCammon, mm-hmm.
All righty. Just get, it's not necessary for the president to call me, but you get in touch now. I have one of the executives there, or somebody get in touch with Tom Pickens.
All right. And he's
and
in El Paso?
I've got a lot of information for him.
And he's in El Paso?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're calling?
Ma'am?
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fort Worth.
All right. Arlington. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And could you tell me what business you're with, please? This is just an old formality we have to put down for our records.
I'm not giving you that information.
You're not?
No, ma'am.
All right, sir.
All righty.
Thank you.